Do you want to be famous? Do you want influence? Sorry, I have to laugh as I say that. Obviously, you want to listen to this episode because you want to know what I have to say about becoming a social media influencer. But let's cue that intro and dive on in. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, so a lot of times I see these like 1-2-step guides on how to become a social influencer, how to become a social media influencer, how to get famous on social media platforms. And the reason that I say it with such a silly voice is because there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes. And so we're going to break down some of the different things I've learned along the journey of becoming someone who's considered by some to be an influencer. I don't, generally speaking, call myself an influencer because it's a weird word and we only really use it in like media kits and stuff, and that's not how I would ever describe myself. But it's kind of like if someone were to say, oh my gosh, I have this awesome book for you. For $10, you can learn the secrets to becoming a celebrity. And it's kind of funny because there's so much more than what you can share tactically. It's about a lot of things. Mostly, are you guys ready for this? Who you become along the journey. If you ever go back and listen to some of my old podcasts or watch my old YouTube videos or even some of my trainings from years ago, I was such a baby. Oh my gosh. Like, I was this girl who is not shy, but definitely a little more timid and not confident in who I was and how I wanted to show up. You can see that I'm second guessing myself and I follow more of a script versus now I've really stepped into who I am. And a part of the biggest journey of becoming someone who's considered, I'm just going to say who is an influencer, because it takes too long to say someone who's considered every single time. Someone who is an influencer is who I've become in the process. I didn't realize that the trials that I went through along the journey, like people letting me down, having public embarrassments, having massive tech fails, getting trolled publicly, all of those things would develop who I am today. And what's so interesting is it is in the journey of becoming an influencer that I became the person of influence. But one of the things that so many people want to do is they want to shortcut that process. They want the end result without everything that creates the end result. And so you can start with the end in mind, but keep in mind that it is through your habits, through your demeanor, through your mindset, through your actions, through the way that you show up that actually creates influence. Now, let's talk a little bit about what it means to actually have influence, because there's one key factor that is absolutely essential, and there's no way to shortcut it, okay? And I know you might be tempted to like pause this episode or be done with this episode because you're like, I was hoping for a 1-2-3-step how to become a social media influencer overnight. No, that would be fake. So we're not going to do that. But the key to becoming a social media influencer is, ready for it? Trust. You need to build trust with your audience. This does not happen overnight. You do not become well-loved and someone who people are eating up every recommendation overnight. And if it happens overnight, I'd be a little bit concerned. We've seen some frauds popping up in social media influence, lenses. But at the same time, they're not real influencers because they're trying to shortcut trust and thus exposing this massive lie and this foundation that's crumbling. Oftentimes by buying followers, by faking social proof, faking engagement, faking massive riches and success. But the truth is, trust is developed over time. And the longer you build a relationship with your audience, the more they're going to trust the recommendations that you put out there. Now, can you break that trust over time? Yep, absolutely. And in fact, you want to be really careful with your reputation. I will say I've had some experiences where I've maybe not been so careful about what I recommend. This was a year ago. I remember I worked with this team that specialized in big launches, and they did not have any regard for my list. And what I didn't realize is that the people that were following me were relying on me to be a gatekeeper. And so there was some trust that was broken down in that season. And will I still be making that up for a long time? Yeah, absolutely. That definitely is going to sit with me. I want you to recognize that this moment in time, though, you can realize, oh my gosh, influence is about trust. People buy from who they trust, and they buy from recommendations from others that they trust, the people that they look up to. And so it can take years or even decades to develop, and it can crumble pretty fast. And so my challenge to you is to recognize first and foremost who you want to be and how you want to be known. So ask yourself, am I showing up as that person every single day? And if the answer is yes, okay, great. Keep taking action steps as that person of influence who has built a reputation that's worthy of trusting. Continue to take action steps, thinking first and foremost who you want to be in order to do the things that that person of influence would be, like based on who they are, aka the future version of you, based on who that person is, what steps do I need to take, aka what do I need to do, in order to have the things that I want to have. It all starts with your state of being and stepping into that fully before you do anything else. I wanted to share that though, because it's not what everyone thinks. It's definitely showing up consistently, being very visible, recognizing that your life is a little more public than most people are comfortable with. It's very difficult to be an influencer without having some transparency and vulnerability. So you're gonna have to get comfortable with sharing parts of your life that maybe you didn't expect you would share at any point. That was definitely weird for like my husband, Paul, but if you didn't listen to the last episode, check it out, because we had a fun little impromptu interview. He's getting used to me putting him on the spot. But there's a high level of transparency and vulnerability and leading people through scenarios in your life that can mirror their lives as well, which is very, very powerful. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I've actually put together some resources for you in the show notes. So if you go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can grab a few awesome resources that I put together for you, including some of the old videos that I had. And those will be really neat for you to check out, because you'll see, oh my gosh, it's like baby Rachel. I've grown so much over the last few years as I stepped into my place as a person of influence. So I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.